Bringing light unto a dark world. Christ the King Radio at ctkradio.org.
The views and opinions of the host or guest of the following program may not be those of the staff or management of World Media Ministries or Christ the King Radio.
Welcome to the Bible to Business Radio Show here on Christ the King World Radio. We're your hosts, Casper Stockham and Deborah Smith, all the way from Phoenix, Arizona.
Hello!
And we're excited to have you here today. You know, at Bible to Business, we believe in working hard and praying hard to keep you out of the NFL.
The No Friends Left Club.
And you would be absolutely stunned at how many people are in the NFL. And they're even in denial about it, you know, and it's one of those things that you don't want to admit it, but it is where most of us wind up being. And, you know, it's for a wide range of reasons, but our goal here at ASA and even on here on a radio show at Bible to Business is to get you out of the NFL. And we have some tools and strategies to help you do that. We want to help you pray for your business as well. You can go over to asanetwork.biz and you can enter in a prayer request. You can also go to our Facebook page, do a search for ASA Network, and put your prayer request there so we can pray for your business. It's very, very important as a Christian-owned business or a believer business to that you operate biblically, and part of that is praying for your business. So I don't know any better way to start this off than to have Deborah come in to help us pray for our businesses and help us honor the Father.
Let's go ahead and pray. Father God, we're honored. Honored, Father God, to be your children. Called by you, Father God, to be in your presence, to live our lives every day for you, Father God. And Father God, something that we never want to forget is that you, Father God, you are the love of our life, Father God. And when we love you more than anyone else, when we love you more than anything else, Father God, the blessings you pour on us, how you interact in our lives, you correct us, you tweak us. You are a father above all fathers. And Father God, for women and men that are out there that didn't have a good father, Father, I just lift them up to you right now that they would see that you are their father and you love them with an everlasting love and you love them unconditionally. And what they couldn't get from their earthly family, Father God, you can provide that for them today. And we thank you, Father, and we give you glory and honor for that. And we take a moment to lift up Christ the King World Radio for being that light into a dark world and allowing us this platform where we can be on the radio. We can lift up the name of Jesus, the name that's above every name. And Father God, we also lift up World Media Ministries for reaching out and helping other ministries to get their word out and that purpose you've written on their heart, Father God, and I just believe that you're bringing people in that need these services, Father God, that they're coming in from the north, south, east, and west, Father God. And we lift up All Star Success Alliance, ASA, for the I Am Love Builders, rebuilding relationships in a godly way, in a Bible to business, where we have you, Father God, in the center of everything we do, Father God. If it does not have the name of Jesus on it, if it does not have the stamp of Jesus on it, if it doesn't have your principles on it, Father God, then we should not be about it, Father God, unless you're transforming it and you specifically called us to be a missionary in that area. Father, we thank you for what you're doing. We lift up our country to you, Father God. We've just come through elections, and we've got people, the new people that are going to be in positions, Father God, and we want to, we thank you, one, that you've made a shift, but we want to honor that in prayer and asking you, Father God, that if you would just intercede need in our political environment, Father God, that we, that America will stand tall and be an honorable to you again. We lift up our newly elected officials, Father God, and we pray for the decisions that they're going to be making as they bring other strategic partners in to partner with them, Father God. And I just pray for godly staffers and godly aides and other people that are running around influencing our country, Father God, and influencing our leaders. Father God, I ask that you would, the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the glorious Father, would give us the spirit of wisdom and revelation so that we may know you better. And we pray this for our leaders, we pray this for our politicians, we pray it for our president and vice president, and we pray it over our Congress, our House, our Senate, Supreme Court, over our church leaders, Father God, over our lawmakers, over our military, Father God. We want a nation that is sold out to you. We want to receive the supernatural wisdom and revelation, Father God, that you have, that you can provide us, Father God, because we're turning our hearts back to you, and we will not turn back from that in the name of Jesus. And Father God, we lift up Texas Governor Rick Perry. We lift up Utah's Governor Gary Herbert, and we thank you, Father God, for your divine intervention. Father God, we pray that the plumb wine of your judgment, Father God, would be upon this nation, and we will do things according to the standard that you have set for us, Father God, that we would keep our hearts and minds set on you. We lift up Dr. Peg and her business of being a psychologist and the books she's written, Father God, and we pray you will open doors for her that no man can close, Father God. And we pray, Father, if you're in the church, there's no reason why she can't be in the church to bring a spiritual healing to the congregations, Father God. And we just ask that you would open that door and send her where you would have her go, and Father God, and we ask your special blessings on her as she continues the work that you've called her to. And Father God, for all of our businesses, we lift them up to you, Father God. We give you glory, honor, and praise, and we ask this in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen and amen.
Amen, amen. Powerful prayer, sister. Appreciate that. You know, folks, you need to be praying for your business on a consistent basis, and you need to pray properly for your business on a consistent basis. And we are showing you how to do that. We've been going through the book called The Circle Maker Book, and it's by Mark Batterson. It's a great book that teaches you how to pray properly. And, you know, I always talk about the fact that I was not praying properly. I was praying Casper prayers, and, you know, we need to pray God prayers. And there's a difference. There's a huge difference. So we've been going through the book. We're in chapter 11. I think we're still in chapter 11.
And yes, we are.
Yeah, we want to share some things with you on that. I know, Deborah, you want to start out with that?
Yes, I do. Well, this is one of my kind of favorite fun stories in the Bible, is about the donkey.
Yes.
When it's kind of an interesting story, as Balaam was on his way, he was paid an honorarium to go curse the Israelites. Now, first of all, he should have known that was going to give him some trouble.
Right.
Just saying, you know. And here he was on his donkey. He's headed to curse the Israelites because he's being paid to do it. And on the way, you know, his donkey just, because he ran into this, you know, this block that the angel of the Lord was blocking his way, and he kept beating his donkey because his donkey would not move past and go where he wanted him to go. And so it ended up that the donkey ends up talking back to him, you know, because he was going to kill his donkey for not moving forward.
Right.
And so then he gets in this dialogue with his donkey, and he's like, you know, have I done this to you before? Well, no. Then he needed to understand that there was something going on.
Right.
And what he did not realize, that until the Lord opened his eyes and said to Balaam, I have come here to oppose you because your path is a reckless one before me. The donkey saw me and turned away from me these three times. If it had not turned away, I would certainly have killed you by now, but I would have spared it. Now, you know what's interesting? A donkey gets it.
Yeah.
When man doesn't get it, something like a donkey gets it. That in itself should make us wake up and go, okay, there's a natural flow of God in our lives, and we should be open to that rather than so shut down and so into our own path, our own desires for our life, that we cannot see what God is doing.
Yeah, yeah. And these are times in our lives that we don't really recognize as a blessing. you know, because we're stopped from doing something that we think is right and we're heading in that direction. And then something gets in our way and all of a sudden now we're praying for that thing to be removed. And sometimes that is the blessing that the thing is in our way. You know, it talks about in the book, these are miracles we don't want, but these are the miracles we need.
Right.
Yeah.
Right, absolutely. You know, and I tell you, it gets frustrating when you ask for things from God and you don't get it, you know. And at the same time, we need to know God knows better than we do. And the question is, can we trust him? You know, when he is interceding and changing things and sending them a better way and a different way than what we had imagined.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And, you know, it's tough, but I really try to live my life this way to where I'm not forcing things. You know, I'm just going, I'm doing the things I believe are correct and I'm praying and so forth and moving forward. But if it doesn't work, I don't try to force it, you know, because forcing it really, I don't think is a correct way to do it. And now there's a difference between forcing it and praying through it.
You know,
if it's just not happening any kind of way, but you're just going, I'm going to make it happen. Okay, well, you could be trying to force your way through a situation where God is trying to bless you, but you're forcing your way through it.
Yep, and I know I beat my head against that wall several times, and then all of a sudden I realized, why is this not happening? Oh, that's right, God, you're not in it.
Right.
You know? So we just never know. And he was talking about, he had a college person that was a person that was one of his heroes, and he wanted to go into business, and it had been offered to go into business with him, and he wanted to do it, and God just was like, no.
Yeah.
And he didn't quite understand that, but it ended up later, the pastor had that person that he was going to join with had had an affair and eventually committed suicide. It would have been a whole mess for him to have been involved with that, and God protected him from it. We don't always know what God is protecting us from, like with Balaam, but we got to trust that he knows and has a better plan for us than anybody else.
Absolutely. Okay, so when we get back, we're going to talk about the 8 mistakes to avoid when starting a business from home. You're listening to Bible to Business Radio Show here on Christ the King World Radio. We'll be right back after these messages.
World TV Depot supports Christ the King Radio at ctkradio.org. If you're in the Denver metro area and you need internet, get it now for $1 a day. No bundles, no hassles, and only a 12-month contract. For more information, call World TV Depot at 720-275-1355. Again, that is 720-275-1355.
A Day of Jala Ministries, changing the world one life at a time. To learn more, visit the website at www.adayajala.com. Bringing light unto a dark world. Christ the King Radio at ctkradio.org.
Welcome back to Bible the Business Radio Show here on Christ the King World Radio, where we work hard and pray hard to keep you out of the NFL.
The No Friends Left Club.
Absolutely. So we're always giving you tips, strategies, and techniques and things, all the good things you need to keep you out of the NFL. And, you know, there's some telltale signs that you're in the NFL. And one of them is caller ID is not your friend. If you call someone and, you know, rings, 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 and goes to voicemail all the time, and they never answer the phone, guess what? You're in the NFL.
Right.
Absolutely.
And especially if those are your friends, close friends and family.
Close friends and family.
You know, and close acquaintances that you have, you know, people that know you, and they're running from you.
Yep.
Now, strangers, we get that, you know, because they haven't developed a relationship with you. But you got people that actually know you and you interact with, and they won't even take your calls, and they won't call you back. Oh, yeah, you're in the NFL, all right.
Yeah, yeah. And all you have to do to test that is just call them from a different number. Okay, once you get that voicemail, just go to a different phone and call them, and I bet you they pick up right away.
Right.
Am I in the NFL with you?
That's when it's time to humble yourself. If you know that your brother has something against you, humble yourself and go and be reconciled.
Right.
And guys, it works. Right. I've done it. I have a really good friend, and when I started in business, I didn't know any better until I learned from ASA not to do that. And I went to her and I said, you know what, please forgive me for the way I approached you with all this business stuff.
Yeah.
I apologize.
Yeah.
And then then you go and sin no more.
Yeah, right, right, right. And you can use the five buying questions to actually start that process, start the healing process with the five buying questions.
Casper, explain that a little bit.
Okay, because with the five buying questions, you're asking questions to kind of find out more about them. So all you have to do is leave off your opportunity. So at the end of the conversation, you just had a conversation, but you didn't share anything about a business. You didn't try to get them to listen to a video or click on a link. So there's nothing for them to put you in the NFL for.
And then they feel like you care about them because you're asking questions about them.
Right. Right.
Mm-hmm.
So you start that process by doing the five buying questions, which we talk about all the time, and I'm sure we'll talk about at a different time. Now, there are eight mistakes to avoid, and we got this article from entrepreneur.com, and it's eight mistakes to avoid when starting a business from home. Really great tips, I think, and I'm going to go through some of these. The first one is spending too much time at home.
Well, what's wrong with that? If you're comfortable with your home and everything, why? What's wrong with that?
Well, for one, most people actually like being around other people, at least seeing them. Maybe not so much talking to people, but you kind of like to see somebody. In other words, you know, if you see those movies, you know, where, you know, the world's coming to an end or whatever, and there's only like, you know, two people on the planet kind of thing. Well, you get lonely real quick.
You're right.
And you're looking around for, I just want to see another human being somewhere, right? And we're the same way. So it's good to get out of the house, maybe go down to the local coffee shop, hang out there for a while, you know, connect up to their Wi-Fi. You can check your emails and answer emails and stuff like that from the coffee shop just to get out and get a different perspective on what's going on in your business.
You know, and I think you're right. That different perspective is so helpful because when you do, it's like what you were doing before, when you get back to it, it looks differently and then you just get new ideas,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Not only that, if this is relationship selling, then you need to establish some relationships.
Yes.
And that can better be done when you leave your home and go out to where the people are.
Where the people are, right.
So that you can meet them, get to know them, and establish a relationship.
Absolutely. There's definitely that too. And it kind of depends on the type of business that you have. But if you have a network marketing business, you have to form those relationships to have any long lasting success. You cannot do it on your own. You have to form some bonds and some relationships with people to build that team and build that database. So it's
great. Right, and I think it helps also, you know, as you're saying, to get to those business meetings, you know, those networking business meetings. You should have a few of those on your list that you go to on a consistent basis and establishing relationships with them. What a difference that makes.
Right, right. Yeah, now the next one is keeping a 24/7 work schedule. And I have to be totally transparent and honest on this one. I am a workaholic to the nth degree. So I'm up till 12:31 o'clock in the morning working because I've got this huge vision that needs to be, you know, fulfilled. But there is time to shut down. You know, there's time you should be shutting down to just, you know, just relax or just kind of zone out, you know, climb into the nothing box for a guy, you know, to where you're just not, you know, always striving 24/7.
Right. You know, this is one that I have struggled with. You know, holidays would happen and I would still be working. People would go on vacations in the summer and I'd still be working.
Mm-hmm.
And then when they come back, I feel bad because I never left.
Yeah.
And then I start feeling like I'm not doing, you know, I don't have the energy to re-engage again for the fall.
Yeah.
I'm learning that's not a good thing.
No, it's not. It's not. And fortunately, I have a very understanding wife, so she allows me to do that. And she knows I'm in my element and I'm happy, so she's okay with that. But she also knows where I am. I'm just downstairs.
Yes, we know. But I think it's also, I hear kind of what you're saying, Deborah, that it's also important to not put yourself in a position where you have burnout.
Right.
Where you are working so much all the time that you kind of let life pass you by.
Yes, yes. Yeah. Oh, yeah. You have to be mindful of that. And I'm not as bad as I used to be. I'm a lot better about that. I mean, I was to the point that I would not even go to any kind of a party or function because I was too busy, too afraid I was going to not be working, you know, so I wouldn't go to the park. I wouldn't go for a walk. I wouldn't, just relax because I was just so uptight. I wouldn't even wear jeans. I was so business oriented years ago. I would not even wear jeans because it would have the appearance that I was relaxing. Yeah. Crazy. Now, this next one is almost the opposite, but not really. It talks about avoiding interruptions.
Allowing interruptions.
I'm sorry. So when you are at home, you there's a lot of things that can interrupt you. So you almost have to have a way to shut off from those interruptions so you can get some work done, actually. So that's a big challenge.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's a balance,
It is a balance.
It's a balance to figure out what should be and what shouldn't be, And I think when ASA is real good, we're good about saying this is what you need to do consistently, repeat it over and over again to have success.
Yeah.
So that if you know that that's what you're focused on, and you need to get that done. Then then if that interruption comes in, it's like, no, I need to get this done first, and then you can plan other things later. Interacting with family and friends.
Yes. Yes. Absolutely. So the next one talks about depending too much on loved ones. So I think you should involve your spouse and family and so forth in your business as much as you can. But then again, there comes a time to where if they're not really a part of that business per se, and you involve them too much and ask them for business advice, you ask your spouse for business advice and they're not a business person, you're not seeking good advice.
Yeah, one of the things that's been happening with me is I've been doing these 21-day challenges back to back, and I fell off a couple of times and had to get back in there again. And one of the things my son will say to me, "So, Mom, how was your day? Did you get your 21-day challenge stuff done?"
Yeah, yeah, I noticed that.
And it's like, Nope, I haven't done it yet. Well, you need to get it done. if you get it done early, it's better than waiting until later when you're tired. Right. And I mean, he's giving me all this advice, and a little part of me wants to go, "Okay, you're helping me with my 21-day challenge.
But sometimes it's good to be able to have your family involved. And, we always talk about at ASA, we talk about making that commitment and getting that approval and that sign off or buy off from your family that I'm going to be doing these things for the next 21 days, 90 days, whatever. And I just need your support on this. I need for you to support me. And then once I reach my goal of that 21 days, we can go out and celebrate. We could go out for ice cream or whatever.
Mm-hmm. That's a good point. I need to get the celebration back in there. But I know, I went to the store and came home, and he's like, "Mom, I know you need to get your 21-day stuff done, so I'll put the groceries up."
Wow.
Thank you, honey.
Yeah. See, that's good. That's good, involving him in that. The next one is talking about failing to create a separate work area.
Yes. Oh, gosh. The first thing I have to say is I had a TV in my office because I'm at home.
Yeah.
I moved my TV out of my office. There's no TV. Matter of fact, I don't even have my landline in my office. My cell phone goes with me in my office, but not my landline because that is not going to be stuff that's going to be business because I don't have business calls coming over my landline.
Right.
And I don't need a TV in my office because I need to be focused on business. So, yeah, it's really important because I'll tell you, that was a big distraction for me.
Right. And this next one, I'm gonna skip this next one because it really doesn't apply to home-based businesses. To networking businesses, talking about employees in your home. But the one after that talks about getting too busy to stay organized.
Okay, Can I go now?
Feeling a little convicted on that one, huh?
I'm telling you, because I know I can be more organized. I know I'm an expert. I got organized ideas in my head. They're not happening in my office right now. Just saying.
Yeah. Yeah. No, that, you know, it's a balancing act. Again, you could get so organized that you never get anything accomplished, or you can be so busy doing whatever that you're not organized.
Right.
You know, so you're not doing the follow-ups, you're not doing the paperwork, if you will, to, you know, keep your business running smoothly.
I find that after a period of time, mm-hmm. I can no longer work in my office until I organize it.
Right. Exactly. Right. Exactly. And the last one is starting the day with a plan. Oh my goodness. You got to have a plan. Mm-hmm. If you don't have a plan to succeed, you automatically by default have a plan to fail.
Mm. Right. Right. And that plan needs to happen not just in the morning, because you've already lost some time. Mm-hmm. You need to write that plan at night. And God says if man makes his plan and God orders his steps.
Right.
So if we make our plan at night, then while we're sleeping, our mind and God is working on how to play that out for the next day. When we wake up and our feet hit the floor and we take that first breath in the morning, we're ready to go.
Yes. 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 Well, when we come back, we're going to take a little detour from business tips and talk about the top 10 things that are trending on Facebook. You know, we're going to look at what the world is looking at when it comes to just stuff and see how it relates to our business and to the word. So we're going to talk about that when we come back. You're listening to the Bible to Business Radio Show here on Christ the King World Radio. We'll be right back after these messages.
Christ the King Radio is the internet broadcast outreach ministry of World Media Ministries, a 501c3 corporation, and Christ the King Radio Ministries. The goal of Christ the King Radio is to follow the command found in Mark 16:15 to go into all the world, preaching the good news to everyone, everywhere. Not just teaching about the power, glory, and grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, but also to provide positive, encouraging information on how to promote and maintain healthy interpersonal relationships and business practices. At this time, Christ the King Radio needs not only your prayers, but your financial support. To help us continue to bring the light unto a dark world, please visit one of the donate links conveniently located on either of our website, www.worldmediaministries.org or ctkradio.org. Your tax-deductible gift, no matter how small, will go a long way in helping us to continue to reach God's people and to promote the kingdom of God here on earth. Your gift is tax deductible, and you will receive an electronic receipt when you donate via the links on one of our websites, www.worldmediaministries.org or ctkradio.org. On behalf of the staff and management, thanks again for listening to and supporting Christ the King Radio at ctkradio.org.
World TV Depot supports Christ the King Radio at ctkradio.org. Beat the high costs of other international money transfer services. In the Denver metro area, call World TV Depot at 720-275-1355. Again, that is 720-275-1355.
Bringing light unto a dark world. Christ the King Radio at ctkradio.org.
The views and opinions of the host or guest of the following program may not be those of the staff or management of World Media Ministries or Christ the King Radio.
Welcome back to Bible to Business Radio Show here on Christ the King World Radio. We're your hosts, Casper Stockham and Deborah Smith, all the way from Phoenix, Arizona. Hey, we are here helping you stay out of the NFL.
The No Friends Left Club.
Absolutely. So we give you tips and strategies and techniques, and we have guests come in, speakers to come in to talk about some of the things they're doing to stay out of the NFL. But every once in a while, we like to take a little detour and look at what the world's doing and see how it relates, or how is it relevant, interesting, or not relevant at all to our business. The reason why we go through that is because you can get easily distracted by what the what's going on in the world. So we want to point it out and say, you know, why are you focusing on that? And or should you focus on that? Should you be worried about it?
Or should you not be ignoring that?
Right, exactly. Should you be ignoring it because it's really not relevant at all? So, number one at the top of the list this time is earthquake swarm. So, there's a wave of minor seismic activity in Nevada suggests possibility of a larger quake looming.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
That could be interesting.
That is interesting.
Could be interesting. Probably not relevant right now this second, but it could easily become relevant pretty doggone quick. Especially if you live in the Nevada area or the surrounding states around Nevada.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay, well, that's interesting. The next one is Ardmore, Oklahoma. Police find 7-year-old girl arrested.
Suspect.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. They find the 7-year-old girl that was missing, arrest the suspect for kidnapping for sexual assault. So I believe
Thank you, Lord, for rescuing her.
Yeah, she was rescued alive, so that's good.
Amen.
And
have him in custody. That's a good thing. And then this, I believe they didn't know who this was at the time, but I believe this Grand Bahama, the small jet plane crash off Grand Bahama coast, all 9 passengers reported dead. I believe that was
Pastor Miles Monroe.
Yes, Miles Monroe.
His wife and others.
Oh, I did see something about Miles Monroe, but I didn't know who that was.
Yeah.
I mean, I didn't know he was connected with this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I didn't know much about him. My wife had read some of his books and stuff like that. So
awesome man of God. Awesome.
Yes. Yeah. Very much so.
Yeah, gave a great contribution to the kingdom of God here in the earth.
Awesome. So we need to pray for him and his family.
Yes, Father God, we just thank you and lift up Miles Monroe and his family and all those other family members of those that died. And we just ask for your blessing, your anointing, and just hold them in the palm of your hand, wrap your arms around them, and give them peace in this time and provide for them. We ask this in the name of your son, Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. The next one talks about the Mexican president is facing calls for resignation in wake of missing student details. So there's a lot of darkness that's going on in Mexico right now in the political realm and just in general with the cartels and the sex trafficking. I mean, it's just a lot of evil going on, but not just in Mexico, in our government as well. But it's starting to spill over.
And our borders are open.
Yeah.
So we've got people coming in from a place where there's a lot of just bad things are happening.
Right.
So then that's flowing into our country. So, yeah, it has a very big impact.
Right. Yeah, so that's sad. So we just need to keep an eye on that. So I don't know, it's relevant to us as citizens, but not really relevant when it comes to business to me.
Right. Mm-hmm. And we just pray for God to give us a creative and appropriate way to seal our borders.
Right. Absolutely. Okay, so the next one, the 22-year-old Army veteran was fatally shot after recently returning from Afghanistan. So he went over, served our country, came back, and he looked like he was Hispanic descent. He looked Hispanic. So, you know, there may have been some kind of dispute going on, and or he was in the wrong place at the wrong time. And was
this was just not a simple, straightforward, you know, veteran gets shot coming back home after right. surviving war in Afghanistan.
Right.
There were some other things. There's been a lot of stuff, and I have to be careful because I don't know the details, but as I was reading more about this, mm-hmm. There's been a lot of other issues that have gone on around his life.
Right.
That, you know, in those areas where he, you know, lives or operates or whatever, that could have added to this. And so they didn't know who actually shot him. But and I'm not saying it was a gang war
right.
or a gang shooting,
right.
but it could have been something similar to that.
Yeah. Yeah, I know.
You know.
Yeah. I was going to say, you know, as a young man going into the military, as I did, and then you'd go home. And the people that were in your community, they're kind of in the same place they were when you left. But you're
right.
changed a little bit. Now, you may not have been changed 100%, but the military does start to mold and shape you and change your mindset a little bit. So you may have gone back, even going back trying to help, but going back into that environment and they're saying, no, you know, you're the same guy to us that you were when you left. So you're not, you know, now that you're this military person, we're not going to treat you any different than when you know, you're still a Crip or a Blood. I don't care what the military says. Who knows?
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. All right. So now this is a bit of good news, finally. So the Berlin Wall, we're celebrating 25 years since the wall fell.
Amen.
And remembering those killed.
Amen to that.
Yeah. So I was actually in the military when this was happening. So I was, you know, I was stationed over in Belgium and things like that, you know. So it was exciting times because we saw the end of what we saw as oppression, communism, and so forth. And now it's starting to kind of rear up again in other areas. But, you know, this was an exciting time because, you know, people were just knocking down pieces of the wall and they started, you know, celebrating. And there was such a huge difference between the East and the West over there. The West looked, you know, just like modern Germany and so forth. And the East was dark, depressed. Their supermarkets were not filled with product. It was, you know, you had maybe one or two choices of cheese, you know, not tens of different choices of cheese. Mm-hmm. So it was a very depressing time. But once they tore the wall down and they started to see the differences, then the people themselves realized that they had been deceived
mm-hmm.
because they had been told, you know, there's nothing going on over there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And they found out quickly there was a lot going on over there.
Mm. Wow. It's really interesting how not knowing something better is there makes a difference in people achieving better.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, you know, but with that said, like in Iran and some of the other Middle Eastern countries back in the 70s, they were, you know, they weren't walking around in burkas. They were going to the beach and, you know, they were in bathing suits and things like that. And once the Ayatollah took over, they reinstituted all that and everybody started covering back up. So, I mean, there's some drastic differences between the culture in the 70s and the culture right now.
Mm.
So they've kind of gone in the other direction. I'm not saying that you should be walking around in bathing suits and stuff like that, but the freedom is what I'm talking about. You know,
right,
being able
right.
to come and go as you want and have a good job and just have the freedom just to enjoy life.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah. Okay, so now we get a little silly because the Simpsons and it's Simpsorama episode. So they mixed the Simpsons with Futurama. And they have several episodes bringing those two cartoons together. Isn't that exciting?
Irrelevant. I don't even like The Simpsons.
Not relevant. All righty then. Okay, so we will move on. So we have the iMessage. Now, I'm not an Apple person. Do you have iMessage on your phone?
I don't.
Well, no, it would be on the Apple phone. Cheryl has a Apple phone.
I think that's the, is that the messenger for Facebook?
Not Facebook. This is.
Oh, iMessage. No, I don't think I have iMessage.
This is from Apple. So Apple launches a tool to deregister phone numbers from the iMessage when switching phone, when switching phones. There was a problem with the software. So Apple kind of they didn't do a huge announcement. They just kind of just slid it out there and said, mm-hmm. oh, by the way, if you want to correct this here, do no. this.
Is that the same messaging thing that Facebook uses?
No, it's not. It's not. Oh, okay. iMessage is specifically for the Apple, Apple device. All right. So if you are a Bourne fan, Matt Damon confirms he'll return to play character Jason Bourne in new film due out in 2016.
How about that?
Jason is back. I like it. Sometimes he's good, but not as good as Matt Damon. Sorry.
So I guess this is relevant for her.
It's relevant for me. That's right.
Relevant, interesting, off the chain.
Yeah.
All right. That's right. I just want to go celebrate. Once the board, whatever they're going to call the new one.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's the way we feel about sci-fi movies, so. I feel you. You know, we'll probably watch it on DVD or Redbox or something for sure.
Right.
There you go.
Yep, yep. And then the last one is the Seattle Seahawks. They had a win over the Giants, 38-17.
Good for them.
Yep, good for them. I'm not really a sports fan, so it's not relevant to me. It's not going to really help your business at all either, but you know. You never know.
Entertainment.
Yeah, I think we've got me. Go ahead.
You know, I just don't want to forget to pray for our veteran who lost his life and his family, because he did serve our country. So I just want to make sure we give honor there. And so, Father God, we just lift up his family, Father God, and we just pray for your divine intervention. And, Father God, we know you can kind of work things out, and maybe his life would be able to transform that family in a new way, Father God, and bring blessings to their life and help them during this time. In the name of your son, Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. All right. I think we have, actually, we probably don't have any time left, so I'm going to go over some stuff for ASA, and then after the break, we're going to come back and give you some more tips and strategies, and we have some questions from the listening audience. We want to make sure we go over those. Hey, you're listening to Bible to Business Radio Show here on Christ the King World Radio. That's ctkradio.org. You can go over to our Facebook page, do a search for ASA Network. We want you to join the page and do a love tap, and love tap means tell a positive story, and when you do that. Here's the exciting part. When you do that, we're going to share that story, but we're going to share what you do on the radio as well. So get you some free advertising for your business. So you want to give someone a 30-second love tap. Really cool. Really cool stuff. And we're looking for guests to come on the show as well. If you have some relevant information to share with us, we want to do that as well. When we come back, we got some more tips and strategies for you. We'll catch you on the other side of the break.
World TV Depot supports Christ the King Radio at ctkradio.org. Do you need reliable international long distance that starts at only 1 cent per minute? Then call us at World TV Depot at 720-275-1355. Again, call us at 720-275-1355.
A Day of Jala Ministries. Changing the world one life at a time. To learn more, visit the website at www.adeajala.com. Bringing light unto a dark world. Christ the King Radio at ctkradio.org.
Welcome back to Bible to Business Radio Show here on Christ the King World Radio, where we work hard and pray hard to keep you out of the NFL.
The No Friends Left Club.
And we're going to tell you right now exactly how to start getting out of the NFL. I know. So grab a pencil and paper, because this is going to help you in your marketing efforts big time. In fact, the first tool I want to talk about is a 21-day challenge. Now, this is a very, very simple method of you getting out of the NFL, but it's so, so important for you to start this right away. So don't delay. Don't think about it too long. Just what we want you to do is for the next 21 days, and you don't have to wait till the first of the month or wait till a specific day. Start it today, right now, today. It's simple. All you have to do is come up with one personal goal, and that could be walking around the block. It could be eating better. It could be
exercising,
you know, hugging your children.
Drinking water.
Drinking water. I mean, it could be anything personal. And then we want you to come up with two business goals. Now, the business goals are more important in the sense that we want you to come up with business strategies and goals that are going to be producing something. So they surround contacting and inviting people. They surround sharing your product or service. They surround how many people are you going to try to reach out to today?
So you're talking about money-making things.
Money-making things, yes. But
not just shuffling the stacks of paper around on your desk,
no,
organizing.
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. You can do that on your off time. But during the 21-day challenge, we want you out there doing something productive. Now, once you have those set up, we want you to call your upline support team every day for the next 21 days. And the biggest question we get on that is, well, but you know, I'm religious and I don't work on Sunday or Saturday or whatever. You say, okay, that's fine. Then you don't have to call to talk about business. Maybe you call and just talk about family and prayer or something, but you need to have that contact each and every day for the next 21 days.
Mm-hmm.
Very, 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 very important.
Right. And if you say, instead of reading a business book, you could say, read, you know, and if you keep it reading, you know, X number of minutes or X number of pages or day, you can read your Bible.
Right.
And so that still qualifies you for your action steps.
It does. It does. The next step is to use the five buying questions. And the five buying questions help you in your networking efforts because sometimes people don't know what to say. You know, they get tongue-tied and say, well, I don't know what to say. I get a little uncomfortable when I'm networking. I don't know how to engage people in conversation. So there's five very simple questions you can ask that help direct that conversation to a point to where you know whether they're a good prospect for your business or not. And if they are not a prospect for your business, do not share your opportunity. They could be everyone's a suspect. So everyone you look at them say, I suspect they may be somebody I want to have in my business. But not everybody goes from a suspect to a prospect. And the five buying questions helps define whether that person is someone that you want to move into the prospect category.
Right. You know, and I really enjoyed learning about the buying questions because they really helped me. I mean, I'm good at talking. I don't have a problem talking. But what I had a problem was having a business conversation from an entrepreneurial standpoint. That is just was different, and I didn't know how to approach that. And, of course, again, you don't want to feel pushy. You don't want to get in the NFL. So it's like, okay, well, how do I do that? And so having a focus for the questions, once you get them, you know, I wrote them out on a 3x5 card and I carried it around with me. And I'll tell you, after a while, you just see them in your head and you just, as you're having a dialogue with somebody, it really helps. And it doesn't matter what you're talking about. You know, like we talked about earlier when you were talking to friends and family, it's a good way to do that. You just don't do that fifth question about, you know, a business opportunity.
Right.
But those questions work no matter what thing you're talking about, what somebody is doing, a hobby. It doesn't matter what the subject is. Those buying questions work, and it gets you letting people know you care about them.
Yeah.
And that's what I think people struggle with the NFL. It's about relationships, and not all of us are really great at relationships. It's something we have to learn.
Absolutely. Yeah. So you can get those five buying questions by going over to ASA Network and reaching out to one of our live coaches over there. They're standing by ready to help you at any given time. So that's asanetwork.biz. The other tool we have is called the Daily Action Report Card, because you can have all this wonderful thoughts and plans and goals. And then you have You know, you start to implement the 5 buying questions, 21-day challenge, all that. But if you're not tracking that progress, you are kind of fooling yourself, because you could fool yourself into thinking that you're busy. But the daily action report card lays it out and tells you, yeah, no.
Not so much.
Not so much. Not so much. Yeah. You're not really busy. You're doing things, and it seems like you're doing stuff. And if somebody else, you know, if you tell them all the stuff you're doing, they go, wow, you're really busy. But the daily action report card just says, okay, how many people did you do this with? Huh? Yeah. How many people? And what's your score? And then based upon your score, you know whether you're on track or off track.
And those days, like, you know, when you have a day that you're out networking, you made some great contacts, you know, you did your follow-up, you did your buying questions, you know, you reviewed your product list, all those things that we have, you know, in that report card. I mean, when you do that and you get a high score, it's like setting this great goal up there to say, this is what success looks like.
Yes.
I did it today. And then you have to say to yourself, okay, I can do that tomorrow. And then after a while, the more you measure it, you start having more of those days, you know. And when you can do those days, you know, every day you work your business, then when you do the final score, do you're not just wishing to have success with low points, but you're up there in success in the making or success very soon. Yeah. And that's really where we want to be.
Absolutely.
What I like about the daily action report card is that it's a good continuation after you've completed one or more of your 21-day challenges.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
It helps you to then continue to implement what you learned or gained or what you put into practice for your 21-day challenge.
That's a good point. It absolutely. Just helps you stay on track after the 21 days. And in fact, once you have completed at least one 21-day, you need to really think about doing a 90-day challenge, because a 21-day challenge kind of gets you in position to really start doing well with your business, but it's not going to take you to the promised land. You need to do at least one 90-day challenge to get that plane off the ground and get it to cruising altitude. And then after that, you need to maintain it with some additional challenges throughout the year.
Right. You know, and I agree with that. It's just one of those things where you've got to I lost my thought there a little bit, but let me just say what Cheryl, to reinforce what Cheryl said, is that you do a 21-day challenge and you take what you learn from that, and it becomes something in there, becomes part of your daily routine. And then when you do your next 21-day challenge, so every time you're building up your daily routine to be more consistent. That very first 21-day challenge you do is really just to open your eyes to the truth. The truth about your business, what it's going to take, and who you are, and where you need to go. Because when you find out who you are and where you're at now, it's like, okay, I can't have success if I stay here.
Right.
I've got to move on to something else. So that very first 21-day challenge helps you move through that. Yeah. And then get into a 90-day challenge where you can start getting that, you know, consistent application of success over and over again.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So those are the three tools, the three main tools that we teach, and we teach a bunch of other things. But those are the three that if you start implementing those and then plug into our other trainings, you will definitely stay out of the NFL and start to really have a lot of success with your business. So, so Deborah, do we have any questions that have come into the site that we can start answering on the show?
Yes, we do. So someone says, what would you recommend for people that don't like to read? This person does not like to read, and they've heard, that in order to move their business forward, they need to be a reader. How can someone that doesn't like to read work through that?
Well, there are all different types of audiobooks that you can listen to. There's podcasts that have a wealth of information regarding self-help, improvement, business information, how to market, how to advertise. So you have those that you could implement into your day.
Yeah.
But I still think even if you just read 15 minutes a day would help you.
Yeah. You can kind of almost trick yourself into starting to read more, because when you pick up a book, you know, maybe a thick book, and it's very daunting, but you can just say, you know what, I'm just going to read 2 pages a day or 5 pages a day or something. And just, you know, just like you eat an elephant one bite at a time, just don't think about reading the whole book. Just think about reading a page or two or a chapter, you know, a chapter a day kind of thing. Also, what you can do is start to look at what are your, some of your most interesting subjects. Because I know for myself, if I'm reading a romance novel, I get one page in and I'm like, oh no, I can't, you know, I can't.
I can't imagine you reading a romance novel.
Right, exactly. That's my point. You know? So it's not interesting at all. But, you know, depending on the type of book and the subject matter, I mean, I could read it all night, you know, if it's a, if it's something that's of interest to me. Mm-hmm. So start with those type of books that have you, that are of interest, and then you can kind of branch out from there. So that'd be my advice.
Mm-hmm. Those are some very good tips. And, yeah, and there are even some magazines that have CDs in them that you can play, yeah, and listen while you drive. So your car can be a university in itself.
Yeah. Yeah. Success Magazine a couple of years ago, where Darren Hardy at the helm came out with the CDs that are in the middle of the magazine. Phenomenal way for you to start getting some additional coaching and success tips right from your car. So we're excited about that. I think we are just about running out of time, Deborah, for any more questions. But we're excited to have you with us, folks, on Bible to Business Radio Show. We're here working hard and praying hard, keeping you out of the NFL. It stands for No Friends Left Club. And we've been giving you tools, strategies, and techniques to help you do that. You can go over to asanetwork.biz, and we want you to go over there and enter your prayer request. But we also want you to go and do a love tap, and that stands for tell a positive story. And here's the benefit of doing a love tap. You tell a positive story about someone that's helping you, whether it's customer service or whether it's someone showing you some love out there. And then we're going to turn around and share your information on the show. So it's a way for you to get some free advertising for your business. Okay, so you show some love to someone else, and we'll show you some love by sharing your information on the radio. So we're also looking for sponsors to the show. So if you're interested in becoming a sponsor, the show is growing in popularity, so our numbers are going up. So you definitely want to be a part of this great endeavor. So we will see you on the next show.
Christ the King Radio is the internet broadcast outreach ministry of World Media Ministries, a 501c3 corporation, and Christ the King Radio Ministries. The goal of Christ the King Radio is to follow the command found in Mark 16:15, to go into all the world, preaching the good news to everyone, everywhere. Not just teaching about the power, glory, and grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, but also to provide positive, encouraging information on how to promote and maintain healthy interpersonal relationships and business practices. At this time, Christ the King Radio needs not only your prayers, but your financial support. To help us continue to bring the light unto a dark world, please visit one of the donate links conveniently located on either of our website, www.worldmediaministries.org or ctkradio.org. Your tax-deductible gift, no matter how small, will go a long way in helping us to continue to reach God's people and to promote the kingdom of God here on earth. Your gift is tax deductible, and you will receive an electronic receipt when you donate via the links on one of our websites, www.worldmediaministries.org or ctkradio.org. On behalf of the staff and management, thanks again for listening to and supporting Christ the King Radio. at ctkradio.org.
World TV Depot supports Christ the King Radio at ctkradio.org.